www.thebeatmaster.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing.
Your Monday's going better than ours here.
When you're
on the Common Sense Club. But it's all right. It's raining. It's one of those days where it's raining, actually raining, as in drops of rain. And also, sort of figuratively speaking,
right?
Because it's been a bit of a chaotic morning. We normally huddle up about 7:30 every morning, and I'm foremost to blame. I am, because it's the last week of school. Mark, did you know that?
Oh, what chaos and what big and exciting times for the kids! But it's a lot to do and a lot of resolution. And
I like being able to bring. Our daughter to school, our youngest daughter, because Haley is in the fourth grade. She's nine, and she is still at the age where she doesn't mind, you know, holding my hand on the way in, and, you know, a little peck on the cheek on the way out the door.
She's a funny, smart kid.
And, you know, when they get older, they don't like to do that, right?
Oh, sadly, I remember.
You know, goes right out the window.
My oldest daughter didn't hug me for 3 years, but we're great friends now.
She wouldn't hug you for 3 years.
No.
Yeah. I hate
but
when that happens.
I was kind of goofy and
so
insensitive.
I'd like to bring Haley. I just said, well, I'd have to go a little bit earlier because I've got to be on here, you know, 6 minutes after the hour.
Here, sure. People look forward to you.
And you know, the traffic, the donut place, the whole thing, everything went.
You didn't have to have 15 donuts.
Everything went wrong today.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a conference call at 7:30, and so I was a very, very bad parent at 7:30. I said, you know, I hate going into these places and being on the phone. You know, with people on the phone, doesn't that drive you crazy?
Well, it seems sort of aloof.
In fact, I've seen signs now that say, you know, we'll be happy to help you as soon as you complete your phone call. Have you seen those signs?
Yes, but they don't aggravate people quite as bad as the Minnesotans that say come to North Dakota.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that today. Those are a different kind of sign.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which I actually kind of am humored by, to tell you the truth.
You know, Deb Keel, she's a legislator there. She's just a friend of mine for years, her and Lon, over there in the Crookston area. She got signs up. Why don't we just send everybody to North Dakota or something like that, you know? Yeah. I'd like to have her on the program one of these days.
She's fine with it.
Yeah, she said that's just exactly what the frustrated and beleaguered Republicans are trying to do is get some traction to change the politics in the state over there.
Exactly. Anyway, I sent her in to get her donut, and the donuts were too high, so she had to come back outside, and, you know, just one thing after another. And I said, icky poo-poo, three times on the way to school.
No.
I did. And she said, Dad, it's the third time you've said that in the last minute and a half.
And it's just not a good
And I
word.
Said, well, I don't like this weather. I really don't. I don't like this rain, ick weather. It's just, ugh.
Is it Monday
I said,
to you?
It is, very much Monday. So I said, what word would you prefer instead? And she said, good.
Bless her heart.
And I said, why is it good? It's good for the crops. It's good because everything's green. Everything will get even more green. This is good.
Well, I tell you,
so I needed a nine-year-old to take a 2x4 to the side of my head today and say, you know what?
They're calling this a billion-dollar rain at West River in the Dakotas.
There you go. Exactly right. And it is everywhere. Tioga, flood warning for the Little Muddy River near Williston. That goes until, actually starts tomorrow morning and goes till late Tuesday morning. 8 p.m. Sunday, stage was 4.9 feet. Minor flooding forecast. Flood stage at 10. Forecast to rise above flood stage by late tonight or early tomorrow morning. The impact, 12 feet. County Road 8 by the Gage Road has water on it. County Road 78 also floods at that level. The Little Muddy Recreation Area near Williston floods. All right? Fargo, flood watch in effect through Tuesday evening. Portions of Minnesota, North Dakota. Clay, East Becker, East Marshall, East Ottertail, East Polk, Grant, Hubbard, Kitson, Lake of the Woods, Manoman, Norman, North Beltrami, North Clearwater, Pennington, Red Lake, Roseau, South Beltrami, South Clearwater, Wadena, West Becker, West Marshall, West Ottertail, West Polk, and Wilkin. That's in Minnesota.
Holy cow.
In North Dakota, Barnes, Benson, Cass, Cavalier, Eastern Walsh, 80 Grand Forks, Griggs, Nelson, Pembina, Ramsey, Ransom, Richland, Sargent, Steele, Towner, Trail, and Western Walsh counties.
Looks like more rain, too.
through Tuesday evening. Many areas have received 2 to 3 inches of rain in the past few days. An additional 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible today and tomorrow on top of the already saturated ground. Some overland aerial flooding possible in low-lying areas. And, of course, a flood watch means there's potential for flooding based on current forecasts. So you monitor that and watch it close. Bismarck, same thing. Flood watch continues for a good chunk of central Montana.
Well, what happened in Jamestown? They didn't. The sick guy driving 65 miles an hour didn't watch the flood.
It was heavy rain.
Mm-hmm.
That's first of all what happened. And so a stretch of Interstate 94 about 10 miles west of Jamestown just flooded out. And that slowed traffic. And it took a few semi-trucks right off the road, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
One car was hydroplaning and then flipped.
Mm-hmm. He hit it 65 miles an hour, they said.
Probably want to slow down a tad in a situation like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm thinking, I don't know. Water did cover the eastbound and westbound lanes of I-94. That started early Sunday morning. Forced officials to temporarily divert westbound traffic to nearby exit entrance ramps. But mile marker 248. The water also took its toll on the eastbound lanes. Big chunk of pavement in the right-hand lane popped out. Westbound traffic on I-94 reopened about 5 last night, but traffic in both directions still slowed to about 15 miles an hour as of last night because the water levels could obviously creep back up. But that car driving roughly 65 miles an hour that you mentioned, Mark, hydroplaned and flipped into the water at about 6:20 last night.
You know, this is the anniversary of another tragic speeding event.
That would be what?
Well, in 1899, taxi driver Jacob German becomes the first driver to be arrested for speeding on Lexington Avenue, New York City. He was going 12 miles an hour. That's that cad.
12 miles an hour.
Got the first speeding ticket.
Speed limit was what?
I think 9.
He was going 3 miles over. Wow. I hate when that happens.
Oh, he was so shamefaced.
I'll be the first to admit I have gone 3 miles an hour over in the past.
Oh.
Just want to tell you.
And you were texting at the time.
No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
Anyway, Jamestown, 2.3 inches of rain. That's part of the reason they had that problem on 94. And, you know, this fellow that was going 65, that technically was under the speed limit, but you need to drive to the conditions.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was 2.3 inches of rain since Saturday.
He wasn't hurt, by the way, so don't think I'm laughing at someone's pain.
Another 1.3 inches expected to fall through Sunday. And, again, that prompts the flood watch. So there you go. We have What's on Your Mind coming up between 9 and 11. We'll be joined by 550K Fire, KLTC Dickinson, 910 KCGB in Minot. We're going to talk a little bit about this flap over the billboards. The billboards saying, hey, come to North Dakota, we're open for business. Some folks not happy about this. I don't know. In general, I think, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Well, the governor of South Dakota has been on the radio in Minnesota for years.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first ran for the Minnesota Senate in 1980, I was motivated by Minnesota Mining, 3M, our company, leaving the state for South Dakota. That galvanized me. And, you know, running for public office is really a painful, wrenching decision for a family, especially I didn't have a chance, but nobody was going to run against it. It was Assistant Majority Leader of the Minnesota Senate, Marv Anson, and the ticket would have been empty without me. And so I ran, partly a big reason because of that, because of the adverse comparative business climate in Minnesota versus the Dakotas.
You got to step up.
People got to step up. Billboards might activate. You got to realize that if high earners keep leaving the state, everything you care about is going to suffer.
Exactly right. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about, there's a story in the Fargo Forum about Snapchatting. You know what Snapchatting is, Mark?
I heard you explain it, but I haven't done it yet.
All right. We'll talk about that. A couple of guests, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on his new book, Rumsfeld Rules.
He's going to be with you?
This guy's a former chief of staff.
He's brilliant.
He was Secretary of Defense twice. You know what I want to ask him about? This IRS deal. That and Benghazi. You know, I mean, those are two things that have been in the news a lot. I'd love to ask him about that. Terry Steinwand will be here. He's the director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department and also the chief of the Wildlife Division of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. We'll talk about fishing. Talk about deer season, talk about the legislative session, and take your calls for those two fellows on the program as well. Any questions or comments this hour from Mark or I on the news of the day? You can call us at 855-200-1776. Is the billboard campaign that the North Dakota Chamber has put up unneighborly? Is it something that that should not be on a billboard? Do you think this is in any way a bad idea? I'd like to know. I think a no on all counts, but that's my opinion, and I'd welcome yours. 855-200-1776 to weigh in on that. That and Snapchatting and a couple other things in the news, plus a preview of What's on Your Mind when Steve Bakken will join me, 9 to 11, for a chat with North Dakotans and Minnesotans and South Dakotans, folks all across the Northern Plains. Steve will join next, and we'll talk more about the show. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hey friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota, some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd, if you use the promo code SCOTT. Go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant and the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Scott Hannon, Steve Bakken here as well. This is a little preview for What's on Your Mind, 9 until 11, joined by AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 Radio, 550 K-Fire, 910 K-CJB, and KLTC in Dickinson. Good morning, Steve. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Is there a song, or Is there another band besides Journey that universally makes people want to sing along?
They're right up there, aren't they?
Yeah. It's like, I almost started singing. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. We don't want the listeners to hear that now.
No, it would be pretty.
Yeah, not good at all.
Yeah, exactly right.
It is pouring rain in Bismarck this morning.
Pouring isn't quite the Fargo description right now, but it's it was enough for me to utter icky poo-poo three times on the way to school today.
Oh, we need this. We need this out west, and it has been pouring all weekend. About Saturday night, about 6:30, it started in Bismarck and points west. And it's been coming down ever since. But
yeah,
boy, if we needed this.
This is a billion-dollar rain. I think this can be fairly called a billion-dollar rain.
Now I'm going to have to mow the lawn.
That's all right. You know, we've actually had the lawns have gotten a pretty good start here in the east. It's been pretty green. Not too bad, but I know that a lot of the farmland was still hurting from a dry year last year. So this is a good rain. We can't complain about this rain. I can only complain about, like, nuisance things, you know, like... I guess I needed a Marine is what I needed, right? I needed a Marine to follow me around with an umbrella.
Well, did you see the pictures? Did you see the pictures of I-94 this weekend?
I did.
I know the low spot, too. That's where they just spent tens of millions of dollars to raise I-94, and apparently they didn't do a well enough job. Didn't raise it quite high enough, I don't think.
I saw video. I saw still photos. My mother-in-law was coming back from a wedding. We had a little recital last night for our youngest daughter out at NDSU, and she came over for that. And one of the reasons I didn't head west, because I thought, well, I'm not going to spend half my Sunday on I-94 waiting to crawl through a very small area, which I guess if anybody's out there this hour, they can let us know whether things have improved. I know last night, the road had opened up. There was no water on the road, but there was still traffic down to 50 miles an hour just because they were being cautious in case water did come up. And part of the eastbound lane had a big chunk of pavement that had popped out because of all the water. So
maybe you can get a snorkel put on that Raptor of yours, and then you can go through some of that deeper water.
Yeah, there you go. That's what Alex, our son, said, hey, that's what Raptors are for. Get out there, Dan.
You can skid. You can get going fast enough where you can just hydroplane right across the top of the water.
One question we're going to ask our audience is about this billboard campaign.
I love that. I absolutely love it.
Some folks are a little chagrined over it, but we should explain. The billboard basically says, and North Dakota Chamber started the campaign, and they're basically saying, come to North Dakota, we're open for business. And what they are doing is making a factual statement about some of the increased taxes that are going on in Minnesota at the legislative session. So it's, you know, it's somewhat fun, but it's also somewhat factual, right?
You know, Scott, I had an opportunity this weekend to watch, don't ask me why, apparently it was the only thing on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was up for some reason, but I was watching on the Minnesota Public Television, which we get out here in Bismarck, and I was watching some of the legislative session from the House in Minnesota, and my gosh, I take back every ill thing I ever thought about the legislative process in North Dakota and some of the legislative session this time around. It was, how do you get business done? And how do you get business done for business and for the citizens in a state like that? It was unreal. I watched for 2 hours as they were fighting over trying to unionize daycare. This is a major topic. I was dumbfounded, Scott.
And that's why billboards like this are going up. Because,
exactly.
You know, they just are not being very wise. Here's the Associated Press story about it. North Dakota isn't resting on its energy jobs. The state, home to the nation's hottest job market, tied to a surge in energy and gas production, recently launched a billboard and marketing campaign to lure jobs from neighboring Minnesota. The Greater North Dakota Chamber's campaign mocks proposals in the Minnesota legislature, including bills that would raise certain taxes. A chamber release said Minnesota politicians are making a strong case for business to come across the border to North Dakota. The first billboard went up Thursday along I-94 in Moorhead, which borders Fargo. It reads North Dakota on the top of the line and open for business on the bottom. Moorhead City Council member Mark Hintemeyer said Friday he considers the message unproductive and confrontational and wants the sign taken down immediately.
Then fix it.
He said it could make local and state officials less interested in backing a proposed Red River diversion project that would move water around Fargo and Moorhead in times of serious flooding.
So he's saying we're okay if we flood here in Moorhead because we're not going to take that billboard.
It's very unfortunate that the city of Fargo, which needs our cooperation for a diversion project, would want to poke us in the eye. Into
it wasn't Fargo.
North Dakota Chamber President Andy Peterson said one of the campaign's objectives is to help Minnesota improve its own business environment. Peterson noted that a competitive state's index lists North Dakota 15th for a favorable business climate, Minnesota 40th. That doesn't play well for our regional economy. Andy's making a good point. I mean, number one, by highlighting this, maybe you wake some people up.
Well, they plan on putting these billboards down in Minneapolis, all the way down 94. Good for them.
Yeah.
You know, to me, the ironic part is, if you look back 10, even 5 years ago, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, how many decades have North Dakota kids been getting educated or leaving the family farm or family ranch and heading to Minneapolis and Minnesota for jobs? And now we're right at the pinnacle right now, the tipping point, where that's going to swing back this way. We're going to have that stream of youth that was heading out of North Dakota heading back into North Dakota because we have all the opportunities and all the jobs. I'm a firm believer, build it, they will come. A great example is look at the Microsoft campus in Fargo. Build it, they'll come.
One of the biggest off Redmond campuses of all of Microsoft systems, so that is saying some. One emailer here says, hey, Scott, the billboard is 100% correct. Actually said 110% correct. What's so wrong about telling the truth? Good point. We're open for business.
You know, we're only 15. There's some things we can do better in North Dakota, too. We could still improve on a lot of things.
Anyway, we're going to touch on that a little bit as we go throughout the program today. We have former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on his new book, Rumsfeld Rules, Leadership Lessons in Business, Politics, War, and Life. I have to ask him about this IRS scandal. I mean, could that happen without somebody up high up knowing? This guy's a former chief of staff to Gerald Ford and two-time Secretary of Defense. I mean, he's been in these blobs of these agencies, so he'd know whether that's possible. Also, obviously, Benghazi on the mind of a lot of our listeners. And the two top officials, Chief of the Wildlife Division and the Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, talking fishing, deer season, and the legislative session coming up.
Prairie dog hunting.
Prairie dog hunting. Did you get some in this weekend or was it too wet?
Some in this weekend. It was good Saturday.
Steve Bakken and I, What's on Your Mind? Straight ahead.
What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, back to the news of the day. I have to explain Snapchatting to Mark.
I'm old.
And I'll do that before the end of the program and see if there's any value in Snapchatting. Technology is a challenge right now, especially if you're a parent. But before we do that, we better stay on task here, the matter at hand, and talk sports.
All right, then.
The Minnesota Twins had the Boston Red Sox over the weekend.
They had such a lovely time.
Did they?
I'm being facetious.
Didn't go so well.
Well, you know, here's the way I think. Not even 40 games yet have been played, and we are in last place.
No wonder Dave St. Peter sounded like he wanted to drive off a cliff last week.
He did. He sounded like Eeyore, didn't he? He did sound a little like Eeyore.
Like Eeyore?
Yeah, Eeyore. They asked Eeyore in the Winnie the Pooh, the jackass.
He was never happy.
He said, "How is it? How are you today?" "Oh, I'm not very good."
Yeah.
You know, it was Eeyore. Well, that's kind of how Dave St. Peter was. And the thing is, this great promise, Morneau's got 2 home runs. Both Morneau and Maurer, their hitting streaks came to an end. Now, I look for silver cloud lining to clouds all the time.
And, yes. And who did well? Joe Maurer?
Well, he got a hit yesterday after having his 4-streak interrupted the previous day. They had the longest rain delay ever. Imagine sitting there behind 3-1, coming back with high hopes in the 7th, and losing 5-1, you know, to cap off a 5-game losing streak and going from plus, you know, over 500 for the first time in May for 4 years and to 6 behind. So we've got a long way to go, 120-some games. But there's a kid in the minors that was 1 hit away from a no-hitter. We got some guys that's playing great in the minors, and I'm sure our pitching staff is, you know, the day before Boston got 11 runs or something, 12, I guess. It's just been pretty grim. Then we lost a long extra inning game to start the series. So you struggling, grunting, getting to the extra innings and lose, you know, and it takes some wind out of your sails.
Sandlot Day yesterday, I understand, huh?
Sandlot Day.
They showed the movie Sandlot. That stars from the movie. Did you know that at the park?
No.
Yeah. Kind of nice. And I guess I wish they would have moved the games to Fenway Park. We did better in Fenway Park than
just beat them like a drum over in Fenway, you know.
Well, and Target Field didn't go so good.
No, but it will. But you know, it's not a hit. It's not a natural park for some of our home run hitters. It's hard to hit home runs for people like Morneau and in our little park.
So the Twins 0 for the weekend.
And now they get to go on the road to Atlanta, who happens to be in first place over there.
That rest didn't help too much, did it?
No, it turned into rust. The rest.
Yeah.
Because they only got one hit for the first 7 innings yesterday, and that's pretty grim. But at least for basketball fans, if they like the Spurs, They've got some smiles. I've always liked the Spurs. I thought they're a good quality team. I liked it way back when Robinson was there. And they won. They beat the Memphis, so a little retribution for the Oklahoma fans.
Anything else sports-wise this weekend that caught your attention?
Yes. Another helium balloon that is starting to falter is the hopes for a Triple Crown, because Oxbow instead of Orb won Preakness. No Triple Crown winner for yet another year.
I thought of our friends at Oxbow just to the south of Fargo-Moorhead. Little development down there called Oxbow.
Do they have horses there?
There's the Oxbow Country Club. Some folks do. So I thought that was, kind of a fun name.
It is.
Better than Orb.
Oh, yeah. But that one, that Frackin' Daddy or whatever his name was.
Was Frack Daddy back in this one?
I don't think so.
Frack Daddy didn't cut it again.
No.
All right. In the Preakness.
In the Preakness. And then, of course, Vogel, he's the owner... The manager of the Indiana Pacers, who are getting set to face His Royal Highness Mr. James. And he said, Miami's just another team, another bump in the road, basically. And they're the next team that's in our way, and Mr. James was indignified.
That's not a smart way to talk trash.
Probably the greatest athlete alive, Mr. 7 foot of raw muscle and crazed imagination.
Yeah, I would be a little careful there if I was...
He gets huffy, and then he gets greater.
But we decided to ban all NBA talk after the Grizzlies beat the Thunder.
Okay.
Didn't we?
Okay.
At least the Spurs beat the Grizzlies now.
Seeing that, that's why I brought it up, is because I wanted you to have some vindication and some satisfaction. They would have beaten the Grizzlies if they wouldn't have had injuries. They're a better team, and maybe next year they'll do it.
Pretty soon we'll be talking about the Indy 500, right?
Well, yeah. Memorial Day is coming up. Are you on the air on Memorial Day, or do you have that day off?
No. Ask the bosses around here.
You mean you're willing to do it?
What their plan is.
I know. I want to raise a flag, and I want to go to a cemetery, and there's some great Memorial Day things. And probably the best one I've ever been to is at the National Cemetery in Sturgis, South Dakota. Unbelievable. It's the Arlington of the West.
You've told me about that before. I'd love to see it.
I'd like to, we couldn't do it. We're thinking about trying to do a bus trip out there because the City of Presidents, all the statues in Rapid City, and, of course, Mount Rushmore. I'm aiming for an October trip out there. But someday I'd like to, even next year, would like to go there for Memorial Day because there's nothing like it.
Very nice. So I'll tell you about the Snapchatting, another topic we're going to throw out next hour to talk a little bit about. Snapchat is an app. All right? And it's an app in which you take a photo of yourself. And then they send it to a friend who's a fellow Snapchatter, and they can look at it for a very short period of time. There's a setting to determine how long. But the idea of being a Snapchat, like quick photo, and boo, it's gone.
Oh, and then is it untraceable?
Well, yes, technically, but there's things called screenshots. You follow me? So, screenshot, for instance, would mean if you send me one and I take a screenshot of it, now I have it forever.
Oh.
So there's ways around that, and evidently law enforcement and others can trace it if they need to. So there's ways to retrieve it. But the idea behind the app is, I send you a photo, you see it for a few seconds, and it goes away. All right? Now, our daughters mess around with this once in a while. Right? I have a Snapchat app on my phone. I've never used it in my life. I wouldn't know how to use it. If you paid me a lot of money now to send you a Snapchat, I couldn't do it. I just know it's on my phone.
Well, enough money and you'd learn how.
Pardon me?
Enough money and you'd learn how.
Well, that's probably true. But anyway, Chris has something he wants to add to this.
Well, I just added the app not too long ago, within the last month. And what you do is you add from all your contacts, right?
Right.
And I noticed you were on there and I kind of thought, that's kind of weird. But you know what the username is? Haley's Life.
There you go.
So I figured, it's got to be Haley on Scott's phone.
It is. That's and she's, her sister likes doing this back and forth with her friends. They do these goofy little poses, and then they send them back and forth. Very innocent.
Right.
All right? Very innocent, where they just, they smile, they do a peace sign, whatever, they send it back and forth. Well, turns out there's a lot of kids that are using this for things that aren't exactly innocent.
Hmm.
Like to send lewd photos back and forth.
Lewd.
Yeah, lewd would be the word I would use. L-E-W-D.
Yeah.
Anyway, which begs the question, are you engaged with how your children are using technology?
Most people have no clue.
Probably don't even know you can do such a thing.
No.
But you can. I think it just means the bottom line on the whole deal is that, you know, in our case, do we let our children use Snapchat? Yes, we do. We see them using it. We kind of joke about how they use it because it is sort of pointless, if you ask me. You know, what is the point of sending a, you know, picture of my tongue hanging out to somebody else, right? Just to be dumb.
But you know why they've always had these little snap, these instant photo things at malls? Or do they make a fortune? They're in every mall in America.
Same deal.
Because the 9 and 10 and 15-year-old girls are in there every day.
Yeah, and I've done that with Haley before. Yeah. I've done that before, go in there and make the goofiest pose you can and then take it home, put it on the fridge, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, you're right. I mean, this is not new and innovative. But when you have it now on a phone, and you have, you know, I mean, there's potential for abuse there. There's ways to use it in an inappropriate way. So to me, it just means, you know, I mean, I think it's fine to have your kids have Snapchat. Just know how they're using it and know that it comes with some responsibility to monitor your kids and to see what they're doing with this.
There's another huge issue. Whatever social media you use, realize you are vulnerable maybe for the rest of your life. If you put something on there you don't want your grandmother or the Pope or God himself to see, you better not do it.
Right. Exactly right. So this is just yet another example of the responsibility that comes with parenting, especially in the technological age that we live in. A lot of work to do. Yes, Chris.
Well, and the story about this law enforcement, and I don't know if it's law enforcement, but tech experts being able to find this, the whole thing with Snapchat was that it goes away, that it's never on your phone again.
Nothing goes away.
10 seconds. Well,
right.
Some news organization within the last week or so, a couple weeks, looked into it, talked to some experts, and said, no, we can find it. And they actually, I think they went into phones and found it.
Wow.
So the whole idea was that it goes away, so it's like you're never going to find it again, you know. But, you know, if somebody really wanted to find it, they could. So
that's the selling point is hey, you know, this goes away. Quick little fall.
Right.
But again, a screenshot doesn't go away.
No. And I've even had problems. I mean, you know, most of the videos my friends send me have just been dumb stuff, and half the time I'm like, I don't have time for this. But you know, you got to hold your thumb on it and to view it. And sometimes I will, my thumb will slip off and the video's gone.
Yeah.
So
it's pointless. Especially
and
for us.
Then there's a timer on it that goes down that, you know, you have 10 seconds to watch it.
But your kids can use it in a nefarious way. That's the bottom line.
And so it is really, you know, one of those apps that's just really taken off right now.
It has. Zillions of people. I mean, the thing is the downloads is it's unbelievable. It's a long way of saying, find out if your kids are using Snapchat and monitor how they're using it if you don't, because this is dangerous. And also, I think kids really need to understand anything you do on social media can be archived forever and come back to haunt you in a big way, you know, be it scholarships, be it, you know, in the job market.
A lot of people. And see, you don't know what an employer is going to do in his due diligence process. Anyone would be crazy not to check you out on social media and be aggressive in doing it.
Exactly right. You need to really clear your throat, or you have a little frog there?
I'm sorry, a frog jumped into my throat, and I didn't have the little button by me like you have.
A frog jumped into your throat.
Well, it seems as though.
Yeah. Large frog.
Forgive me. Forgive me, folks.
Short break, and we'll get cranking on What's On Your Mind, talking about Snapchatting, talking about border battles, and much more. Stay tuned. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Bros, chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Bottineau County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota Coal Conversion Counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There is also more information concerning planning efforts in western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Monday edition of What's on Your Mind, getting underway momentarily when we're joined by K-Fire 550, 910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, added to our voices here, AM 1100 The Flag, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, as well as KTGO 1090 Radio. And we'll be talking about a lot of things. Don Rumsfeld will be a guest about 9:30. He's written a new book called Rumsfeld Rules. The folks from Game and Fish will be here in the 10 o'clock hour. And I want to see if folks agree with the Duluth Tribune. Is it Tribune? Is that the Duluth paper? I think it is.
Tribulation.
It's a tribulation?
I think so.
They've weighed in on this billboard campaign favoring North Dakota's position on this.
What?
Yeah. They agree.
I take it back.
You like them now?
Better.
Do you? Let me find it here. I have the actual story that I wanted to share with you here. Our view, hard to knock North Dakota for targeting Minnesota, it says. That didn't take long. Governor Mark Dayton and legislative leaders haven't even finished hammering out the details of their taxing and spending plans late last week, when Minnesota neighbors to the northwest, North Dakota, made a bold play to steal away business and jobs. The Greater North Dakota Chamber put up the first of what it promised would be a series of billboards promoting its friendlier business climate. North Dakota Open for Business, read the billboard that went up Thursday along the interstate in Moorhead, Minnesota, a border city like Duluth. Minnesota shouldn't be surprised. Here's what the Chamber of Commerce Senior Vice President in Minnesota, it's the Duluth News Tribune, by the way, that's the name of the paper. In a substantial way, we raised the price of doing business in Minnesota this legislative session. What Minnesota lawmakers did creates, in this economy, opportunities for other locations in other states. Businesses are very cost conscious and more mobile now than ever. They now have choices. This is the Minnesota Chamber guy agreeing.
Yes.
The tax policies of this year's DFL-controlled legislature, endorsed by the governor, also a DFLer, reminded this fellow, Bill Blazer, by the way, is his name, of pre-recession policies of the early 1990s. The policies from then don't work now. The legislature expected to approve more than $2 billion in tax increases before adjourning.
Dave Hahn says $3 billion, if you be honest about it.
Oh, my gosh. Including one of the highest tax rates in the nation. Andy Peterson, who, by the way, was in Duluth before he was in Bismarck. Andy Peterson was the regional chamber official in Duluth before he became the head of the North Dakota Chamber. He's quoted in this op-ed saying, if you're a small business and filing your business taxes through your personal returns, as so many businesses do, it's a huge hit for your bottom line to be in Minnesota. We looked at what was going on in St. Paul and said, oh, my. Oh, my.
They're just being kind. They're forming a refuge to the refugees from socialist Minnesota.
Oh, sure. It's easy for North Dakotans to talk, right? Its oil boom fuels rapid economic growth and the nation's lowest unemployment rate. But the economic benefit of massive oil reserves is only the frosting on the cake, insisted Peterson. It's not the cake. The cake is the business climate we have with low tax rates, pro-business laws, and a favorable regulatory environment. Our state is very, very approachable. You put those things together, and you have a really good recipe for success. Peterson sees a far different climate across the border. Minnesota's economy expanded by 2% last year, but you guys are proposing to spend 7% more.
That's loopy.
The numbers don't add up. You're going to tax everyone for that increase, and then you'll be wondering why businesses won't want to invest or expand in Minnesota. Minnesota is an island at the moment. You've got to think differently. The editorial concludes, until Minnesota does, neighboring states will try and will succeed at stealing away industry, businesses, and jobs.
The land of 10,000 taxes.
And he'll be as bold and unabashed about it as a sign on the highway, as bright as the sun, and as large as a three-car garage.
Hallelujah. The promised land, the Dakotas.
Every once in a while, one of those newspaper editorials gets it right.
That's right.
I think some of the arguments against us are just flat-out whining.
But, you know, seriously, though, the Iron Range, the biggest paper in the Iron Range, which has been so traditionally DFL union-dominated, that is a powerful voice for retaking, literally, the governorship and the House of Representatives. We can't even fight for the Senate until 2016. But Minnesota must get the balance that the federal government has. We got to have at least one branch of government, or this just gets crazy with these socialists.
Indeed. And that's why I think campaigns like this wake people up.
Yeah.
They go, hey, what's going on here? If anything, I think North Dakota's done Minnesota a favor.
A great favor.
Yeah.
It's a wake-up call. Any person that loves Minnesota wants to stay there and make, you know, to break down a business if it's brick and mortar, there's a lot of businesses that can't just quickly move somewhere else. But many Minnesotans, I would say to the business people there, fight through 214, because if we can retake the House, we can absolutely trump any more outrageous aggression against the, and if we get a new governor, we can take two of the three places, and the Senate, if we do it strongly enough, the Democrats in the Senate may listen to some reason and realize that their days are numbered, but we got to take the governor and the House.
Anyway, if you're in Minnesota, you need to roll up your sleeves, and hopefully you've got a bit of a wake-up call here that it begins now.
Start with a campaign fund. Everybody needs a Liberty account. We got to fight for Liberty, folks. Sell anything you haven't used in a year. Get creative about cooperative buying. Fight for your freedom. Find your champions and get them elected.
All right, folks, what's on your mind is the question we ask on these topics and more. Here's the telephone number to join the discussion, 855. No, wrong number.
Wrong number.
800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Straight ahead.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.